Yeah, Murray said it was quick fire goals in this second half, really killed this game as a contest. And I think St Junan's just seeing out time now. It's almost time. Normal time is up for 30 seconds over at the minute, Murray, and certainly St Junan's heading for another semi final. This game, of course, last season, St Michael's pushed Junan's all the way on a really bad night in the Pool Park, and only were down to 14 men. Could have maybe won that game tonight. I think we've seen a very different St Junan's team this season. They're really moving up the gears, and indeed able to bring on players here in the second half. And Kieran Tobin, the county 120 captain, and Conor Morrison, a long time injury of St Junan's, and of Donegal. He has stepped on the pitch as well after having a double cruciate injury. As St Michael's tried to get back into this game, they threw in Michael Langan inside. Michael looks like he maybe carried an injury into this game, but really it was never going to be St Michael's day. St Junan's had complete control really from start to finish, and say those two goals within a minute in that period in the second half, when the scores was 11-4, put St Junan's 2-11-4 up, and really the game was over after that. Daniel McGahan did chip on with a free to bring the St Michael's total to 5 points. Units kicking on a couple of scores at there now, O'Donnell and Parrott McGettigan extended out that lead 2-15-5 points, Marty. So very happy St Junan's, when you're playing week on week like this now, you know, you don't want injuries, you want to get through into the next stage unscathed. And really St Junan's have been untested. This has been the fourth game in four real waffle games, and some people might think that could count against them in a tight semi-final when the top four meet up with each other. But listen, the way St Junan's are moving, I don't think it really matters that much to them. They can only beat who is in front of them, and really the challenges they haven't faced so far. But I think they will be ready. Whoever's in the semi-final, for me, still the team that's best equipped to retain this championship. But I'm sure the men from Kilcar and from Gidore and Glen Swilly or Niamh Connell will have something to say about that when we hit semi-final stage. Of course, the draw tomorrow after that last quarter-final between Niamh Connell and Glen Swilly at Donald Park. So, Murray, from Glenties here this evening, as the sun sets behind the hills here, Niamh Amadan, St Junan's, say complete in complete control. We're in complete control in this game, and complete control on the scoreboard as a look across against Niamh Michael. It is St Junan's 2-15, St Michael's 5 points. St Junan's march on to the county semi-final.